Kazakhstan is drawing global skepticism. Business opens doors for the gospel in Ghana, and we have the best thing college kids can do this summer. See how you can make an eternal difference by listening to today's broadcast of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kazakhstan is again raising eyebrows at the rest of the world. According to a report from Forum 18 News, the government would like to implement what they're calling a new state program to counter religious extremism and terrorism from 2013 to 2017. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba believes the new program will put pressure on evangelical churches and their work, but it won't stop it.
We're trying to be always to be proactive, finding kind of the ways how we can continue to be effective despite of all these difficulties. And that's why School Without Walls perfectly fits this reality.
That's their Next Generation Church Leader Program. Summer camps may also be affected.
Now we have to be more creative when I say so. We're not just calling them Bible camps. We will do some other initiatives.
$50 will help send a child to camp and give him a Bible. Russian Ministries hopes to send 5,000 kids to camp with your help at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the one bright spot so far in the collapse of the 8-story Rana Plaza building located in Bangladesh in the Garma district was a woman who survived for 17 days. The death toll surpassed 1,000, making it one of the worst industrial tragedies ever. Peter Muzumdar is with Asian Access Bangladesh and explains why the tragedy triggered such anger.
The businessmen, they don't giving the laborers proper wages. They are giving very low, and they are protesting that we need some kind of protective area, that the environment should be a protective area, that where the laborers can work and they should get a proper salary.
A2 trains church leaders to always preach the gospel and, when necessary, to use words.
Humanitarian concern, many churches came and they just went, and even my organization, we just went for some water, food, and we just distributed during this rescue time.
Find out more about A2 at our website, missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Terrorism isn't new in Colombia due to Marxist guerrilla groups, drug cartels, and right-wing paramilitary groups. Those who oppose such groups are targeted, often pastors, church leaders, and gospel workers. Open Doors is a children's center for Christian children who've lost family members due to persecution. The children's center provides a safe place, a biblical foundation, education, and more. Feeling a tug? MissionNetworkNews.org is where you can respond. Elsewhere, business training is opening doors for the gospel in Ghana. Through their Marketplace Missions program, Global Advance has been helping train local business leaders. Now pastors in Ghana want to do more. Global Advance is helping them get fellow believers involved in the Great Commission. Over 300 people gained training and encouragement at a recent Frontline Shepherds Conference. Pray the gospel will spread as believers are mobilized. And school is over for most college students. The last thing they probably want to do is pay over $300 for a week of intense training and personal challenges. Mark Papai of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
We find oftentimes students are reluctant to come because of the things that we've mentioned, and yet after they've been here for a week, they say, I would rather have been nowhere else.
InterVarsity's Chapter Focus Weeks are going on across the U.S. It's a time for InterVarsity chapter leaders to get away from it all and form a vision for their campuses.
All of our tracks are oriented toward helping students take missional risks in growing the kingdom of God on their campuses.
It's not just for leaders, though.
Any student who would like to come here for a week and be away in a quiet place with God can get top-quality training in an absolutely beautiful setting.
Pray God will move in the hearts of college students throughout the U.S. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life with your gift of any amount. It features some brand-new songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.